شكرا لك حضرتنا نائبة الرئيس. أعضاء الشأن الخاص بتسخير علوم التكنولوجيا من أجل التنمية، حضرة المندوبين الموقرين، حضرة المشاركين الأعزاء، يشرفني أن أشارك في هذه الفعالية المهمة تحت عنوانها الثورة الرقمية الرابعة، وأن وما ينطبع عليه ذلك من صعوبات. الصوت رديء جدا، نعتذر.
Have been clearly stated. We agree that there is a need for a policy and
توجد حاجة لسياسات ورؤية من أجل تعزيز التعاون وإقامة الشراكات لتجاوز الصعوبات.
Preparation of the report.
الصوت رديء جدا، نعتذر.
The whole process has gained a different dimension with the introduction of artificial intelligence into our lives. As the transition to autonomous order accelerates needs for regulation and standardization are also an emerging. We believe that turning this situation into opportunity requires increasing the quality of human capital, as well as the training the human capital, gaining the ability to generate more value from data in the business processes. We consider that the relatively young population in developing countries is an important advantage in this regard. If this young population can be trained to develop and use digital technologies, it is possible to significantly accelerate the development of such countries. It's also extremely important for businesses to access technologies such as artificial intelligence, Internet of Things, robotics, and virtual reality, which form the basis of Industry 4.0. Businesses should be supported both to supply these technologies and recruit experts who can modernize their organizations and business processes. At this point, I think positive discrimination should be made for SMEs rather than large organizations that have already put Industry 4.0 on their agenda. SMEs have an important share in the economies of developing countries in terms of employment and added value. On the other hand, we cannot ignore disregard cybersecurity risks when it comes to digital technologies. Especially in recent years, we observe an increase in cyber attacks targeting businesses. Businesses adapting to the digital world need to have the capability to manage these risk levels. The Digital Turkey Roadmap was published in 2018, which reveals how to plan, what steps to take, and which areas to prioritize in Turkey's journey of digitalization. Our country carries out this process by focusing on people, technology, infrastructure, suppliers, users, and governance. The roadmap includes concrete steps. Training the human capital is first step, establishing the data communication infrastructure is the second, and the last stage is strengthening the institutional governance. The National Artificial Intelligence Strategy of Turkey also published in the recent years. In the publication of this report, as I mentioned, our AI strategy, which consists of governance, organizational competence, and strategic consistency dimensions, focus on these three basic AI competencies, which are advanced skills, quality data, and technical infrastructure. As I mentioned at the beginning of my speech, the use of cyber physical systems has increased security concerns, and Turkey, like many other countries, has taken actions on this issue and published the Information and Communication Security Guide. This guide, which is prepared by the Digital Transformation Office of the Presidency, offers a framework with different security levels in order to strengthen the cybersecurity in businesses that serve as critical infrastructure. I believe that the guidance support provided to the developing countries by the international organization, whether it is an UN or OECD or UNESCO or a European Commission, will be very valuable. The use transfer of best case scenarios and learned lessons will be very important. Another issue in order for value chains to work effectively is the determination of internationally accepted legal regulations, regulatory frameworks, policies, and standards. As it is mentioned in the Industry 4.0 for Inclusive Development report, international cooperation and partnership should be strengthened, thus reducing the risk by providing economic diversity and encouraging the development of production competencies. We closely follow the international legislative studies. We participate in the works of UN, UNESCO, and OECD, and European Commission as well, especially on issues such as data governance and the ethics of artificial intelligence. As a matter of fact, our national artificial intelligence strategy that we have published adopts the values and principles emphasized by these organizations. As a result, if we were to look at the future of our daily lives, where technology is developing both horizontally and vertically, building a secure and transparent environment is an important step. So I just want to thank everybody for this opportunity.